Parshas Lech Lecha, the Torah describes the Mila of Avram Avinu, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh Nimol Avram. If you look in Medrash Mem Zayin Tes, Rabbi Levi is very bothered why the Torah uses the term Nimol Avram. Nimol sounds as though it's the Nifal, indicating Avram Avinu was the recipient of a bris mila, as opposed to Avram Avinu actively performing the mitzvah of mila. And Rabbi Levi tells us a stunning comment that indeed that Badak is atzmo umotza atzmo mabul. All of a sudden that Avram Avinu noticed that he received a bris mila. And that's why the Torah tells us Nimo Avram as opposed to Binyankal. The Medrash tells us that Rav Abba Bar Kahana was present when Rabbi Levi made that suggestion, and he disagreed. But he disagreed harshly. He disagreed vehemently. He turned to Rabbi Levi and said, Kazbana shakrana at elahirgish v'nistaya. You're a liar. You're a deceiver. That is not the meaning of the pasuk. But Avram Avinu painfully experienced the bris mila. The question, of course, is the following. That why was that the response of Rav Abba Bar Kahana? If you look in that medrash on the side, the Chidushei Radval of David Luria, he quotes beautiful Mar Makomos that was so exceptional. Rav Abba Bar Kahana always was so taken by the Chidushin of Rabbi Levi. This was clearly an exceptional case. And one cannot help but wonder that what was its cause? Why indeed was that necessary? You know, sometimes even we learn b'chavrusa, we disagree. Sometimes you should disagree agreeably. No, a mochamta shel Torah, true. But to start screaming and saying shakrana, kazbana, it's something no doubt that seems to be quite exceptional. And no doubt it begs the question that why indeed was that the case? There was something about what Rabbi Levi said that according to Rabbi Bar Kahana just simply couldn't be. Not that something that it was just wrong, but something that somehow flew in the face of something that it is so basic to our Avodas Hashem. And what exactly indeed was that? You know, we're used to what the Medrash tells us, that Maisa Avos Simen Labanim. Whatever happened to the Avos is an indicator of what happens to their Zera. When the Ramban describes this Yisod, the Ramban slightly alters the phrase. The Ramban doesn't say that Maisa Avos Simen Lazamim, because Simen can just mean a sign, an indicator. Simana milsa, simana lav milsa. When the Ramban references this, take a look at the psicha to Sefer Shmos. There the Ramban writes, we just finished Sefer Bereshis. And Sefer Bereshis is termed the Sefer Yetzirah. And why is it called Sefer Yetzirah? Well, of course, because of Bria Shamayim Baretz, the creation of the world. And then the Ramban adds, Uvamikre ha'avos kulam shehem ke'inyan yetzirah dezara. Because Sefer Bereshis explains the lives of the Avos and Imahos, which is a Yetzirah, it's a creation. Whereas Chazal used the term typically Simen Lebanim, the Rabban waits to make sure you understand what that means. It doesn't just simply mean an apple and honey, it means an absolute cause. What happened to the Avos, that is what empowers the generation. There is causality. And therefore, that is why the Sefer is so important. It's not merely about physical creation of the world, but rather, uvamikre avos kulam shein ke'inyan yitzira lizara. When you look in the Sugyan Shabbos, Daf Memtes, the Sugyan Shabbos and Daf Kuflamid, there the Gemara cites examples of incredible mesiras nefesh that B'nai Yisrael had for mitzvah Hashem. And the examples that the Gemara gives us are Bris Mila, Ki Alecha Haragnu Kol Hayom. Throughout our history, Knesset Yisrael were Moser Nefesh for the mitzvah of Bris Mila. Now there's a Ran in Shabbos Chafes and Dapi Harif, where the Ran cites the Machlokas Rishonim. A person, for example, is in a situation of Mesiras Nefesh, and the Torah tells us you don't have to give up your life. This is an example of Ya'avor Va'al Yehareg. Is that an absolute chiyuv? Yehareg va'yavur is a chiyuv. What is the opposite? Yavur va'yehareg. I may or I must. Tosas reis of Arizarach of Zion, that a person has a right to be Moser Nefesh above and beyond the call of duty. A person who will put his life on the line when the Torah doesn't demand that that's true. And the Rambam Perakev Hilchas Yisod HaTorah, as you know, absolutely not. The Torah says, do not give up your life. And you give up your life. The Rambam writes, you're mischayev b'nafsho. That's suicidal. Just like Erek Vayavur is a chiyuv, Ya'avur Vayaharek also is considered to be a chiyuv. The Ran writes, Shabbos Chabbeis, there must be cases where even the Rambam will agree you have a right to be Moser Nefesh. Because the Ran writes, throughout our history, B'nai Yisrael at times were Moser Nefesh, even though it didn't seem like technically there was a chiyuv to do so. So the Ran writes, you have to sometimes soften that position of the Rambam. For example, the Medrash. Almata Yotzad Yisakya. A person was taken out to be killed. And they turned to him, why are you being killed? Al Shemalti Ezbini. Because I gave a bris milah to my son. The Ran writes, it's clear. There were times in history, distant history, and even recent history, where Jews were Moser Nefesh for the mitzvah of bris milah. And therefore the Ran writes, this cannot be a machlokas rishonim. There must be even times that the Rambam indeed agrees that Mesiras Nefesh is appropriate, even though technically speaking, it's not necessarily Yeharek Vayavur. But that's a given reality. B'nai Yisrael were so Moser Nefesh for the mitzvah of Bris Milah. I'll ask you a simple question. Where did that come from? The fact that Knesset Yisrael in general are Moser Nefesh, and specifically Mesiras Nefesh for Bris Milah. And here I would suggest there's only one answer. You know what the answer is? Avram Avinu was nitzav in the mitzvah of Bris Milah. And Avram Avinu performed that mitzvah with utmost Mesiras Nefesh. Imagine, at that point in his life, to be able to do so. That was a painful, physically painful experience. Hirgish v'nistayer. And you know what? That informed and that invested in our future. That was a Yetzirah Lazara. If this is how Avram are going to perform the mitzvah of Bris Milah, one thing is clear. The Zera Avram are going to be performing the mitzvah of Bris Milah with utmost Mesiras Nefesh. That's clear. And if that would not have been the case, how is it that we indeed are empowered? The Rambam writes this is true of all the Nisyonos of Avram Avinu. The reason the Torah records them is not because that Kadosh Baruch Hu had any question as the dedication of Avram Avinu. The Rambam writes in Maravuchim, it's not even that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give Avram Avinu schar. Couldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu given Avram Avinu schar knowing that had he been tested, he would have passed magnificently every test? The Rambam writes that the Mesiras Nefesh of Avram Avinu is the Yetzira, the Zaram. It informs the generations. Imagine what our davening Rosh Hashanah would look like. Imagine what Sefer Bereishis would look like if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't test Avram Avinu for the Akedah and record that test. The fact that Avram Avinu did so, that's inspiration. That's something that empowers the Sugin Gittin, that empowered us during the time of Churban HaBayis to be Moser Nefesh. Because Leich Emor L'Avram, Akatata Benecha, that Avram Avinu was able to do so, that is the Yetzira the Zaram. That apparently was the objection of Rav Abba Bar Kahana. Rabbi Levi is Dorish the Pasuk, Be'etzim Eze Nimel Avram, as though willy-nilly, that Badak Es Atzmo Umatza Atzmo Maho, without any Mesiras Nefesh whatsoever. Avram Avinu just woke up and all of a sudden noticed that he had a Bris Milah. How can that be? That's against the whole future of Knesset Yisrael, the Mesiras Nefesh for such a mitzvah. And therefore, Rav Abba Bar Kahana did not just simply say that I humbly, Lani Yazdaiti, disagree, but Kazmana, Shakranaat, Elahirgish, Vinitztair. There must have been incredible Mesiras Nefesh because the history of Knesset Yisrael is made indeed to that fact. That has to be the prism, the perspective that you learn Sefer Bereishis. The Rambam writes in Pirush Mishnayos, Yisrael Daf Kuf, that when it comes to the mitzvah satara, no, that's certainly Nitna Torah v'nischacho alacha. That's clear. When it comes to Mesiras Nefesh, Avodas Hashem, the Midos satara, the lives of the Avos and Imos, that's considered to be a Yetzira l'zaram. And that, of course, is the expectation. Excellence, of course, in terms of the mitzvah satorah, yes, but the midos satorah, the mesiras nefesh of the Torah itself, that also is something that we're obligated to replicate, to be able to emulate. And that is example after example when it comes to Sefer Bereishis. Maybe that explains the harshness, so to speak, the adamancy of Rav Avraham Bar Kahana. It wasn't that Rav Levi simply misspoke. He felt that it cannot be, it cannot be. We have the legacy of being the Zera Avram. Tosas writes, Yivam Ustav Chavbeis, Zera has two nafkaminas, the difference between Zera and Ben. Zera is something which is enduring, but Zera is Zera Kosher, not Zera Pasol. Ben is only a single generation, and Ben includes even a Ben Pasol, the difference in Yibam as opposed to Achilas Truma, the Sig Yivam Ustav Beis and Kedushan Dalet. That's empowering that we are the Zera Kosher of Avraham Avinu. Our connection to Eretz Yisrael was Zara Chonasati. Es Aretz Azos. But you have to emulate the Avodah, the Midos of Avraham Avinu, because that is what empowers us. That's considered to be a Yetzira Lezara. This is how you go through Sefer Bereishis. Literally a Sefer Yetzira. But not just simply Yetzira and Briya Shemayim Varetz. But as that beautiful Ramban, the Psicha to Sefer Shmos, Uvamikre Ha'avos Kulon, Shehem Ke'inyan Yetzira Lezara. Thank you.